Hello and welcome into the So Rare Data Show. I am Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on So Rare, joined once again by Keith Jamison, Gator Guy 231, to talk about competing or, oh wait, that was a different show. It's something like that. I don't know. We're either trying to get to the top or just the opposite.
Get to the bottom.
Yeah, I still don't know what to do.
Oh, you're trying to become a bottom dweller right now, Laird. Don't lie to the people.
These are facts. Yeah. Speaking of the people, thank you to everybody for coming in. Ben Johnson. Wow. First place on the Sora Data Stream and Limited Contenders Classic Division 4 on the same day. Lucky me. Way to be, Ben. Good luck on your reward. Toby, I will keep trying to win as high up as possible. Trying be the keyword. That is the foundation of ambition, is trying.
Admirable.
Kev Heard joining them on the podium. Congratulations. Major NFT, hello. I don't recognize that name. So welcome. Maybe you've been lurking. Maybe you're new. Either way, welcome. Bruzel, what's up? Missed the podium, but the competition is easier down here. Well done. Major NFT said, I finally made the Cap 240 super rare threshold for the first time ever. It was 100% luck and all the stars aligned. There are a few things sweeter than that. Like, I picture that Antonio Banderas gift that everyone is just like, where he's sitting back and he's like, yeah, that's a great one. That's how you feel when you hit the super rare threshold. Novelty, what's up? Finish work early. Let's go. Love that. Finally get to catch a stream. Yeah. Dream Oblivion, what's up? Toby, yeah, these special weeklies do look fun.
If you're old. If you're an old guy like us.
Let's go. How about 30 being senior level now? 30.
Does that mean like we're geriatric?
I might be too old to play this game now. Nils, what's up? Juju, Mitsiozo. My God. Where can one find the current competition that they haven't submitted a lineup? I asked this question earlier. Nobody knows. There used to be a show July competition, show only competitions I'm in. And the rewards page. Yeah, I have no idea how to do it. Martin, always listening on Tuesday while updating my player Excel sheet. Keith called me out recently about not doing a spreadsheet.
I did. That's like 30 minutes old call out.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Andy, seems like we have a simple conversation about ambition incoming.
Amen.
We will get there. We will certainly get there. Sopsy says, try to do both and fail at both. Buy more cards than repeat. That's a good one. Jakob, looking at the number of card rewards in rare divisions, I think the best option is to compete in old tournaments while they're still available. I mean, they're all the card tournaments. Yeah, exactly. Who knows? Sora Contender, what's up? It's a great name. It's Wilson. Oh, Vita's here. Everyone on their best behavior, please. Jorge, just kidding. From Portugal, Mike Bastin, what's up? Hilo, another week of scoring 400 in D1 just for the boxes. So, Keith, remind me to come back to that. Shiforko, what's up? Carrie, Mrs. is out shopping main TV for this one. Hey, all right. Look at this. On the TV.
That's like the podium spot right there.
Literally, yeah. Anyway. So Juju, which would be 370 points in the old Sower and didn't get you anything in Champion Europe most of the time. Yeah, that's true. All depends on the number of H's. Five homies for the win. Keith's getting a little sweaty thinking about it. So Rare Totoro, hello. Wow. Javik, is it just me or is So Rare YouTube fire lately? We're so back. Yeah, it feels like we're back. Speaking of back, Hoodwink is back. K-League special, let's go. Is it weird that like that announcement came and before I even clicked through, I was like, I bet Hoodwink's pretty happy.
It's funny you said Hoodwink. I said Sora Soul. I'm like, he's going to come in with a little kick in his step.
That's right. Aaron, what's up? Daniel, extremely anecdotal evidence, but this last weekend I finished ninth in in-season Premier League Division 1, and I would have won more money in any other division with that score. You're right. It's extremely anecdotal. Skosmo, what's up? Red or Dead? Mike Bassett, I'm just lurking in the middle. Holsey, what's up? Held out for the Cap 240 rare win. Congratulations. That's a good one. Limpy, what's up? Simo's here. Bruzel cries in 34-year-old. Man, I would love to be that. Chicago Fire Stack got me the 240 this weekend. Wow.
I was gonna say things that are not all that often.
It was over 32 last time.
Yes, because that was the Zellerion complaint.
Yes. Actually, speaking of those like silly shenanigans, the reason that Zellerion, if everybody remembers this, the Zellerion thing is because they used the U23 cutoff for the over 32, meaning July 1st. It was like, oh, as long as you're 32 by July 1st, you'll be fine. And they actually not corrected it, but you actually have to be 32 by this competition. Like it says in the rules, it's like by April, whatever the date is for the competition. So you actually have to be 32. So none of this shenanigans you were trying to pull last time.
That's the most common sense thing they've done in a while.
Right? I'm worried it won't work.
Hold on. What if they're in Australia, right? And they're like a day ahead. Think about it.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. Yeah, you got me. Anyway. So full disclosure, Keith and I were going to talk about this topic, and then all of a sudden we realized that Nepenthes would have been perfect to join us for this because he did what a lot of people did and attacked the bottom and won it. Won one and podiumed another this past game week. I forget. One of them was Premier League in-season rare D4. And the other one was something else. Contenders.
Wasn't limited. No, it was like limited contender.
I think they were both rare. They were definitely both rare.
Oh, it was rare. No, it was rare.
Yeah, I think it was Contender Classic Division 4.
Yeah.
And so I was like, he should come on and talk about it. But like all he would say would be like, obviously that's what you should do. And here's the proof. And so that's it. Vita said he thought it was classic contender D3.
I mean, it was below NEP's means. Let's put it that way.
Sure. I'll let you have that one. Yeah. Yeah. Contender rare in season. Okay. Division 4.
Yeah. Hold on. With in season Kevin De Bruyne. In season,
that was the Premier League one.
Oh, sorry. Well, it was ridiculous players down there.
Let's we can just pull it up.
We can pull it up. Let's pull it up. Yeah.
This is what Division 4 is all about, guys. Let's see what this. So, contender in season rare with a little Olsen mini stack, Marvin Vonitzek, Leo Roman, and Idrisi.
Right.
I don't think anything screams contender more than this line. Yeah.
Sure.
And then Premier League, this is division. Oh, this is it. No, I'm sorry. This is classic division 4, which he did not win a reward in. But it was, here we go.
There it is.
David Raya, new season. Gabriel, old. Bruno G, Kevin De Bruyne, and Kulusevski to win. Or I'm sorry, second in season. He won $175 with this lineup. And he did have a Liverpool stack away to Man United in Division 1, which 338 probably stayed up.
But that's definitely like a situation where he prioritized the lower versus Liverpool.
The clear 100%. Example, Division 1 and Division 4. And he put his stronger one in Division 4 and won it, or, you know, podiumed. So that's it. That's what you should do. Never play Division 1. Right? Is that what we're telling them?
Is it?
Vita said, as long as you don't plan on scoring more than 420, don't even play Division 1.
The good news is that we can call the coach up and say, like, hey, he's doing too good. About to go over 420. Sub him out. Get him out of there.
Toby said, I really think the scores will balance out over the next few weeks through the divisions. I think the imbalance is because of the way they created the divisions. We have to give it a few weeks to balance, which is extremely well thought out and delivered. Way to be, Toby. Wheaton said, I did the same with Division 5 in-season Premier League the first week and won. What did you win? I did see that the winner last week in the Classic in Division 5 won Pickford, and second place in Division 4 also won Pickford.
So. And then, hold on, what did you tell me? The second place got Allison?
Yes. Yes, that is right. I mean, he's injured. It's a swap.
So when everybody's saying that this is going to balance out, so are we going to assume that the balancing out means that next week everybody is bitching that they scored 500 points in D4, only won $90, and if it was in D1, they would have won $1,000? Is that the balance?
I think there's an expectation. So it's one of these weird ones that I think the game weeks where like the star players smash, Division One will be harder to win in. The scores will be higher. And when they're not, and it happens plenty where like not enough stars score really well, then it just becomes a numbers game of who had the best combinations in Division Two. And that's when it'll be harder to score or harder to finish in the podium. I think it's that simple. What's not simple is seeing that before it happens.
Right.
And so.
But that's when people are deciding to put their best lineups in D4. That is essentially what they're saying, though. It's like, I can see what's about to happen, and D1 is going to be crazy. So I'm going to go down to D4, which works great when like people put in here, I dominated, I won a lot more in lower division than I would in higher division. But the inverse is also going to start coming true here soon, too.
Charlie says this pretty well, too. It says, people saying I would have won more money in the lower division are missing the fact that the maximum you can win is far lower in the lower divisions.
And that's the problem, right? Because like you just said, you maxed out at a Pickford versus, I can't remember if you said that was Premier or Champion, but if it's Champion, you're maxed out as Mbappe. If it's Premier League D1, who's the most expensive Premier League guy? Probably Rodrigo?
Probably.
So you maxed out as Rodri.
Haaland maybe? I don't know if he's still more expensive.
But I would say we would take both of those over Pickford.
Yeah. But let me see if I can pull this up here. We can do this all together. Premier League Classic Division 1. Yeah. Raya, Saka, and McAllister. And was this the Pickford week? Yeah. Pickford and Allison. Salah, Madison. Like, Pickford second in D3. Son in D. Yeah. I mean, cash wise, it's certainly weird. Bigger in the up top, at least. From the cash perspective, I just look at it as the same as the threshold. You're just like choosing the lower threshold.
I had not thought of that. I like that a lot. You're choosing, as Andy would say, less ambition.
Right. Hilo said, the thing I don't understand is why they don't reward T4s and 5s in D1. Surely a shit reward is better than no reward.
You got to have a certain amount of shit rewards, though, to keep distributing to all these lower divisions.
So. There's probably enough, but like I think they look at D1 as the mirroring the old rare pro plus that like never had those either.
But what they didn't
see, you don't go to D1 to win a tier 4.
But what they didn't see is that Sean and Nep would be up in D1 and go, no, I want D4. Give me those shitters. I'm going to play those in D1.
Yeah, I'll win those so I can play them in D1, yeah. Mickey said the moment Nep wins Division 4 with 530 points and could have won Division 1, that's when he will regret it.
And that's the playing with fire on all of this, especially if it's like your best lineup. And you go, these are my best cards. And I am willfully choosing to cap myself out on my earnings versus higher division.
Right.
I don't know if it's wrong. I think to each their own. I think there's some credence to it.
Major NFT said the real change is after August when you can't skip. So we don't know that.
Don't know that.
Yeah. Like in fact, we were corrected about that. That we don't know that that's going to happen. And I feel like the wording in the correction made it sound like it was more likely to be extended. That the rule will be, if you don't play, you're not relegated.
Do you like the strategy element of right now, or do you think it's all stupid?
About skipping?
Yeah, skipping, or you know, at least it's now the element is I have a D1 and I'm not feeling that great about it. Maybe I'll go play in D4. Like, do you
I'm
like
doing that this
that?
weekend. Like
I know you are.
although I keep getting relegated anyway, but like so the I didn't say anything for these greens. So
Those
the
congratulations on your relegation, by the way.
No, I excuse me. So I have a like in Challengers, I have a bunch of Midgeland cards and I have a bunch of Copenhagen cards, and they play each other this weekend. And like those are my better cards in Challenger. And so I don't think that they're all gonna smash. Or if the attacker smash, then my goalie is not going to. And so I don't have like great lineups to put in Division One. So I was like, I'm just not playing Division One this week. So selfishly, I'm like, yeah, I love this role because I can keep my Division One for when they do have better matchups. But I don't know. I don't know if it's, I don't know if that's good or not that I'm able to do that. You're muted.
I was gonna say it's Dexter's decision, but I don't know if it's like the right decision because that brings the incentivization to go downward versus if you didn't play, you didn't. They tell you you're going downward. Like,
You're going
oh,
right.
you're trying to avoid this. Enjoy your penalty, for lack of a better term.
No, I think it's reasonable to relegate
Yeah.
if you don't play. Or if you I'll get into that. Limpy said if all people decide to put their best lineups in D4, then D1 will be more easy will be easier to winning in.
And that's kind of the fun though with this decision part is you get the you punish the lack of ambition and then the people that continuously have it go, oh, thank you, Pranksy, for not playing D1. Although I'm assuming we're getting close to
No,
Pranksy being all D1s right now.
he's gonna jam in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullstar, what's up? Says, surely you should know roughly what the range of scores are with the players you have and their XP versus what other managers have. I don't, that seems crazy to me.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. I mean, I think unique D1,
Right.
yeah.
And even in super
Rare,
rare, it's really
rare.
hard.
No, I think it's literally unique only.
Yeah. I don't see how you can estimate where you are. The other problem is you don't really know who else is in your division.
Right. Well, you don't know what they're going to do until they submit.
Right. Charlie said, I think the main issue is with the in-season comps. In Classic, the prize pool is far better balanced with the divisions. They need to move more cash towards D1 in-season.
He's saying because the fact of like you get ninth in D1 and that's
Yeah,
less
but I
than.
think the prize pools are set up to want you to have you try to win the competition. And so if you win, yeah, you should get more than everybody else. Daniel said, should we play to plan on podium or podiuming? It's a great word. Or for more likely 5 through 20 on a good weekend. Think I'll target the best podium payouts, but it'll be interesting the differences over time at various. I mean, I think it's just what you want to play.
I mean that's no different though than what we've been doing this whole time, which is like, oh, this tier, this star pool in this competition is so much better than this one. Let me go there. I don't think a lot of people are going, man, like on the old server, man, the tier three prize pool and challenger this weekend is fantastic. I am targeting there. I want 200th to 400th. Like that's probably a little bit difficult and crazy.
Vita said the guy who won Division Two Premier League in season limited. Like, God, we got to do something with these names. This makes
Hate it
like
so much.
in game week 463. So the one person who won D2 would have won D1 had they been in there. He didn't check to see if they had a D1 lineup though. Sopsy's
But
not
I
convinced
think
that the Liverpool
even
stack was not the top priority for Nap.
I think Vita, though, Vita said it doesn't matter if that guy had an ability to be D1 or not. Like the whole thing that everybody seems to be concerning with themselves with or strategizing with is that the scores in lower division are lower than upper division. So if I can go to low division with my best cards, I'm going to do that for the time being. So like the fact that the D2 score could have won D1. It's kind of the converse to that, meaning, hey, like if you had the ticket, you should have played it there.
We got a couple questions here. that are related. Ben said, did anyone understand what they were saying about Global All-Star after August in the special weekly? And then Carol said, here's a plus. They confirmed that Global All-Star and Global Caps will be open after August during midweeks and international breaks. I did not read that like that. So I pulled it up here. What they said is in August, these competitions will transition to being featured in thematic special weeklies, the special weekly competitions, such as during midweek, game weeks, and international breaks. The special weekly competitions will pick up the pace and take over to ensure you can always play your favorite cards. I do not read that those are are every week. Absolutely.
It just might be that those pop up.
Right.
That's how I read it too. That's why I was having to do a double take.
Hilo said, I put my best lineup in Division 4 and my worst of the three in Division 1. Of course, the Division 1 team scores the most. Yep, that's what happens. DJ said, D1 rewards feel too top-heavy. Unless you're competing for podium, you're better competing in the lower divisions, which I think a lot of people, like, I think that's the difference. Some people don't want to compete for the scraps. That's all. Bullstar said, what I meant by that is if someone has a 5% collection bonus on City, Liverpool, Arsenal, that is very hard to compete with, even if you have strong players.
You don't know where they're going to put them.
Yeah.
You don't know that they're not going to go D4 with it. I mean, Nep has the Arsenal collection, and we just saw Raya down there.
Right. Well, he has an Man City one as well, right, and didn't play.
And he broke them all up, too.
Bullstar said, if you expect lots of juiced up XP players in D1, is it not sensible to play your stronger team in D2 through D4? I don't think juiced up XP has anything to do with it. I think you're expecting the best players to be in D1.
Yeah, and I think XP is like all great. As somebody that's, we can get in there later, that's doing stupid collection things. Stupid fun collection things, I should say. But I don't think XP is the reason to ever avoid something. I think it's going as like, oh, I know Messi's at home to Colorado this week. That's not going to happen. That was last week. But I know, you know, if we're back to normalization of this, I know there's going to be a lot of Messi's in D1. I don't have a Messi. I don't think I have somebody that's going to match him, bump it down. I don't think you're going, oh, those Messi's have so much XP.
So I agree with you. What I want to focus on, though, in that discussion is the... Sorry, I just saw Kevin De Bruyne's bench today.
let's use them for Palace, but not for the Champions League.
But like, so what Bullstar was saying is basically like, and I think this goes back to when everybody was looking at that spreadsheet of like how many people are entering all the competition. It's like, we don't know who the best players are before the game week.
Right.
We know who has the best matchups and who like could be the best players. But this expectation that Division 1 is always like all the highest scoring cards are there, when actually it's Division 2 and 3 because there are just more lineups in there. And more lineups, you're generally going to end up with somebody who's more likely to have the 5 highest scoring players. And so I think people just take way too much of their own time trying to figure out what other people are doing. And we just don't know. Like, we don't know what they're going to do. We don't know which players they're going to use. We don't know if they're going to stack. And if they do stack, are they going to put it in the division where I'm playing or where, like, it's spending so much effort on something we just cannot know that, like, what's the benefit to doing it as opposed to just playing your cards where you think you're the most competitive.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. It takes so damn long to freaking make lineups right now. I don't think you have time to, on top of that, go, oh, this is what, God, I know Laird has that middle end collection and they're at they're home versus the bottom of the league. He's definitely playing in D1. Let me not play. Like, I don't think that's this game. But that could be... I don't have uniques. I could see it a little bit more in unique. I've heard some of those guys talk and go, I know Pranksy or Nanzo or PSU has X stack that's going to smash. He's definitely putting in an all-star. And I'm like, you know, talking to Sean a lot, I've heard Sean go, I'm going to go attack Challenger this week, or I'm going to go to cap mode, or I'm going to go someplace that they're not. I just don't think that and super rare, rare, limited, like that can be a conversation. There's just too many cards.
I love the slide from Hoodwink. Ederson and KDB on the bench, buddy, bloody K-League rotation. Anyway.
Yeah, I was just going to go ahead and read it.
Yeah, if we think this is applicable in single league comps. Like, I actually think you can make the argument that it is less, that trying to figure out what other people are doing is less fruitful in single league comps, like in limited and rare, because there's so many, like there's so many Liverpool collections that, like, where do you, playing a Liverpool stack, which five do you play? And are those even the five best players that you can put out that game week? Like,
I think I can only think of DFS when I'm hearing all this. Like, DFS, you use this when you're in like this big competition and you know that like the lineup construction is going to go one way. And you go, yes, everybody is stacking Liverpool at home to Sheffield, but there's like 1% of us idiots that are going to stack Sheffield versus Liverpool. And if that Sheffield stack comes through, I can pay it off because I'm going to be in this small minority. I don't think that that same mode here is, because it doesn't matter that Liverpool, like Liverpool go in 3-0 versus Sheffield, Salah could drop 100 and nobody else puts over 60 or like puts over 70. And that, you're not going to see a lot of Liverpool up there. But we've also seen, you know, 1-0 games where both center backs score 100, the defensive midfielder scores 100, the goalie scores 80, and you just get the one goal. And then that one's, oh, ban Millwall stacks. It's like, dude, Millwall just barely won. We don't even know how that happened, right? Like, that's how I think my head goes. That's what the big difference in this game is, because it's so broad. Now, maybe if it was like, which are gone, but like the midweek islands, right? Remember we used to have like MLS, there was one MLS game in the midweek. Hey, you could maybe go strategy there, because you go, am I going to play in America where everybody's going to have these players? Or am I going to go to All-Star and compete with J-League that's also going on and things like that? I think that that's maybe more where that combo is.
I like this line from Holsey. It doesn't matter who or where you play, the players still have to hit the scores.
Right, right.
Major NFT said, I have enough to worry about with my own collection to worry about others. My main goal is just avoiding the DNPs. Yeah. Bullstar said, I guess it's a big differential play to play against the big teams. Multi-entry helps with loads too.
Yeah. Play your Bournemouth stack in D1. You're probably not going to run up against a lot of those.
Against those playing against?
Let's say it's a D1 and City and Liverpool are huge favorites and you go in with your Bournemouth stack. If your Bournemouth stack goes off, I don't think you're going to have a lot of other competition with Bournemouth stack.
Yeah. See, I don't think you need to differentiate that much.
Right. No, I'm just saying if you have it.
Yeah, I guess. Daniel, yes. I believe more points better than less.
And like Vita said, you know, if the guy gets 100, if you captain him, that's 150.
Yeah, you should definitely captain the guys who get hundreds. Agreed. My God, Dyer starting.
I don't think he's getting 100. It's amazing.
Carol said, I very much liked the new in-season comps. Previously, it was cap 240, rare hit, great game week, not hit, bad. Rarely cards could offset. Now you can get cash from various limited comps, one game week, 15 to 20, others 60. Yeah, there's definitely more opportunities. I mean, that was kind of the whole point. And so
okay, I'm going to direct us back to this topic because I don't think we've actually answered it yet. So you currently are showing no ambition in the last hour and a half as you're buying up guys to play in D5. So
some middling success in contender rare in season the last 2 weeks. And by middling success is because it's literally the only thing I have won. and I'm not even winning that much. And so I thought to myself that I should get another. It was one lineup, and I think it was Division 3 and then Division 2, and I'm getting promoted. And so now I'm like in Division 1, and I'm like, well, let's get another team in. And before I dove in, I was like, let me try it on the limited level and see how cheaply I can get an in-season contenders limited lineup and pay it back. And it feels like you can pay it back faster than the old threshold. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's true, but I think you can. And so I'm trying it and I'm embarrassed.
And your guest here decides just to call you.
Yeah. And then I was hoping nobody would notice. And instead, you're now broadcasting this to currently 125 people who have not all liked the video. So if you could please at least feel bad for me and like the video for that.
Well, no, I mean, I think, so you told me you're doing this. I literally thought it was like to test this out, test the theory out.
I am, yeah. That is the plan.
Wasn't meaning to like shame you, but it's more of like you're testing. You know, when we did LTO way, way back, it's like, hey, can we use pick scores to either flip or take this small amount of investment? And
yeah.
And you can't. You know what the one cool thing I'll say with what you're saying in the bottom division is the game still rewards work.
I hope so.
No, I think it does. I think we're seeing that over, like, if you put the work in, your results typically go well. Like, you're planning like 2 weeks in advance and you plan for the, you know, home team versus San Marino on international breaks or, you know, whatever. Did you remember me sending you that team in China? I haven't checked back up. Remember that team in China last year that I sent you that they allowed like, what was it, like 94 goals and scored like six or something? Like, absolutely insane. Like, if you know, are going deep into some of these smaller leagues and finding these edges, like, you can get rewarded. I think that's one good thing with this, with everything right now, is that, and you could figure it out. I'm not too super confident in this, but it's cheap enough. Let me go put it in D4 or D3. I think that's where it is kind of cool to like maybe have lack of ambition, is you're trying stuff out in the bottom ones.
So I'm actually offended by you describing that as lack of ambition, because I remember correctly that there is a thrill or an excitement of working your way up from the bottom. And that's the thrill I'm trying to get here, Keith.
Excuse me. Hold on. Hold on. We need receipts. Hold on. Here we go. Should be on server data doing this yet. All right. You have Laredino FC has 504 cards won. 192 rares, 85 super rares, and you are now trying to sell to all the live people watching that your thrill is going to be working from D5 limited with
contenders, no less.
Contender is kind of fun, but you know, with the likes of Azarinrin, Agunga Gobawa. Gosh, I should not have said that on stream. That could give me a
trouble. Right, so I mean, I have it right here. I bought these three guys, and I'm hoping that I can win some more.
And that's, but you know what? That actually is kind of thrilling. If you win, do you? I might take this all back. That kind of might be fun. I might have to do this.
You know what's funny is that before you were like, I'm not calling you out, but now you're like literally calling me out for Osarenren Okunbagwa.
What a great first name, though. Like, as I was reading it, I'm like, oh, yeah, Renren. I was like, yep, Renren. Like,
you know what's funny is that he has midfielder cards. I bought him as a defender and I saw he had midfielder cards and I was like, I definitely bought the wrong one, didn't I? And then I bought the right one and I was like, oh, look at me. Anyway, Aaron had a question earlier. All this stack talk, are we thinking stacks still have that slight advantage or just a lazy team choice? So I actually never thought they had any sort of advantage, but I also don't think they're lazy. I'm happy when other people stack, like full-fledged stack.
Yeah, because generally, like we've talked about many times on this and other shows, like the best stack normally doesn't involve five. Don't you have the Pablo Pereira Rainbow now? Yes, you do. Oh, all the same year, too. Look at you all fancy.
Yep.
Hold on. If we're going to do some shaming, should I publicly shame my Miami thing, even though it's off topic?
Ryan, I'm not going to buy the unique.
You kind of do need it, though, to really complete this.
Mike said it makes a difference not Tuggy or Haber being shamed. Yeah,
yeah, I think it's good enough.
Sure, you can go through yours.
No, I was just going to, if we're on the shame talk, so...
I'm not, you are shaming me, but I do not feel shame anymore.
I'm actually pulling back my shame and going, I read your Rin Rin guy, I'm like,
this seems fun.
For what it's worth, I still think the most fun part of this game is the scouting, is the pulling this random guy that nobody's heard of and going like, I think this dude's going to smash. And when I win something with Rin Rin, like, so what fruit is the Rin Rin lineup going to represent?
Well, I've never entered.
Right. So you got a pick though. You've got.
Well, I think I might have, because I added one earlier today. I mean, just make sure I haven't done this yet.
Oh, I mean, I don't think we've represented the Kiwi
yet. Making me look at all my rewards for this, or all my relegations. I'll do it later.
you have to experience the graphic.
Yeah, I can't look at that now. Today I added, because so basically the. I renamed, sorry, for anybody who hasn't seen this, how stupid this became. I had such a bad game week and I was looking at my lineups and it was like team A relegated, team B relegated, team C relegated, team D. And it was like, I hated all the team A, team B. So I renamed all of my lineups different fruits.
I love it.
And so I did it for all the live game week that now has me, now I have to check all my relegations. But the... So I named them all. And then when I looked for the weekend game week that just opened, I had more lineups, like more eligible lineups. So like I can enter like champions rare D3, even though I have one in season champion card. So I was like, oh, so I added today, I added Honeydew, Kiwi and Cantaloupe.
So the real question we need to answer is, how far are you going to go with this fruit? Are you going to, like, you know, we know you're a pineapple guy. So are you going to make sure your best lineup is always the pineapple? Because surely you don't want, like, the apple to beat the pineapple.
So it's funny. I don't think I even used apple.
What?
I didn't.
What?
I didn't think about it at all. I just, like, clicked and I was like, what's a fruit that comes to mind? I was like, all right, pineapple. And I just, that's all I did. So somebody was like, I can't believe you ranked like whatever. And I was like, there's no ranking. Yeah, there's just, and then I was like, does it look really dumb if like cranberry or raspberry is a super rare lineup? Because it's like the blue. And then I'm like,
yes.
And so, yeah. So like lemon is, so I actually had lemon as limited, but then I immediately thought of lime. And so lime is also limited and orange. So orange is like,
the best part of all this is like we're all gonna be bitching on Friday morning how long this takes to input and do lineups, and instead we're like, oh, shit, like, god, he did the blueberry as D4, like that's definitely a D1 team.
So it was actually, for me, it was just more confusing to not have them name to have like multiple team A's, and I'm like, well, team A is here is in division three, but team A over here is, so it just like, just didn't make sense. So anyway, if yeah, anybody's
I do think rare is what you could do to give the apple some love, is just do all the different forms. So you're like a Granny Smith.
Red, yeah. I wasn't yeah, I agree, Mike. You could probably get confused. Oh, I so love this. Toby said, how do I get a reward swap? The guy I won is in jail and has no contract anymore.
That's swappable for sure.
It feels swappable.
Court ticket, yeah. Who is it?
I was going to say, who just got it? I don't remember anybody joining Prison FC recently.
Is it Promes?
He's not in the reward pool.
Oh, yeah. He's in Russia. Yeah. Who got arrested recently? Huh. You know, there was a guy in the.
Joshua Brent. Wasn't it? Was he driving without a license? Was that this guy?
He was pretty good too.
I didn't know he was in jail.
Really good scores.
Anyway, please explain your recent.
Oh, sorry. I was like on team names. I was trying to think of like why.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm. Yeah, but anyway.
No. I mean, it's way off topic. But you and I were joking last night. I'm like, have you ever just scrolled through the auctions instead of scrolling through like social media? Because I was doing that. I'm like, I haven't checked to see how jersey mints are doing. But
sorry to cut you off there, but like I had never realized that I did this as like a social media alternative.
That's how I brought it up, right?
And you brought it up, and I was just like, "Yeah, it's the exact same thing." You're just sitting literally, down, you're like nothing to do, and you're like just aimlessly scrolling, except you're just lighting money on fire instead.
Or if you're doing like by manager sales, and you're just like looking for like the good deal, so to speak, and you're just like. It's just the same thing as scrolling through one of the others. Just, you know, you're filling your endorphins through Sober. But I hadn't checked jersey mints for a while. I kind of don't want to say this out loud anymore. I don't want competition on the two more. Anyhow, I'll say it. We're all friends. Yeah. We're all friends.
Honestly, you should just be embarrassed that you do this. On So Rare Direct.
It's fine. I trust the contingent here that nobody's going to go, I'm just going to stick it to this guy right now. But I noticed that there were two Miami jersey mints. And so I'm like, I messaged you, I'm like, I'm going to try to win these two Miami jersey mints. And I think if I bring in Diego Gomez for $30, and Ian Frey for I think $6, that I have to buy Messi at that point, right? I just need to go. So I'm definitely using Diego Gomez and Ian Frey as my reason that I need an in-season Messi. Andy Black is in the comments. I assume that he completely agrees with this this rationale.
Mike said he also does. The same thing with
and other cool part about the Miami collection as I was digging in, three rookies that don't play, that aren't in the squad, meaning we can get their special editions for probably pretty darn cheap. Not bad. And not to I'm gonna dig my hole further, but then dig myself out to the glory on the other side, which is they could lose this week and be out of whatever it's called. I keep wanting to call it champions,
Cup champions.
I don't think it's league anymore, but we could be out of that. And then they don't have a secondary competition to really have to rotation issues until League's Cup, which I'm sure, by the way, did you see that League's Cup filter?
Yes.
On Ferrer? So we are there already. There's going to be a special for that. Like, there's no reason that filter should exist.
Well, yes, there will be a special weeklies for it,
right?
Well, but no, like, I don't think we're getting comp. I don't think we're getting like a $100,000 special comp now.
No, I'm just asking for like 10 G's. I mean, they can. How much?
No, I don't think they're going to do that at all.
Did I just refer to Miami as we? I mean, if I get two Miami collections, look at that.
Look at that, just talking about Miami. No, I don't think, I don't think that's happening, what you're thinking.
But what's the filter for?
For when they do a special weekly where those cards are eligible?
I don't see a seniors filter.
Yeah, no, it's not happening. Like, just give up.
That filter makes no sense.
They have others though. Like they
you know what the best part of the filter is? Sorry to interrupt you. But the MX teams are not on it.
Are not on it?
No. It's just MLS.
Well, are you sure it's none of them?
Not recently. It's just the same exact number of players as MLS. Oh, no, they fixed it. They fixed it. For the longest time, it was like that. But you know what the reason was? Is because of that, probably that stupid filter that defaults to end season.
Well, I was just thinking because I don't know.
It's probably that. Anyhow. They did add more filters since this, so I'm gonna. My conspiracy theory is getting shot down, so I'm gonna shut up.
Holsey won an Almada for 240, which is awesome.
Wow, that's fun.
Both wow, we agree. High up. We agree. First, that was first.
Oh, nice.
There should be two rewards though, right? For 240.
So, this is again off topic, and we'll get back to it. If you were the game maker, what would your senior have been?
Age 32. 32? Yeah, 32.
Come on, can we see? Am I just being negative? I wanted like 35.
Oh, I like,
or 40.
I would love 35, but I think 32 is reasonable. I feel like it's the same numbers as 23. They're just back, you know.
I feel like if we did, I mean, all of my super goalkeepers are like 39. So I kind of want something that would make those guys
even more valuable. Yeah.
No, just for the week, not to sell. Just
Holsey also won a Do Hyung Suk Super Rare, which seems like a pretty good thing to win
right
before a K-League Special Weekly. And this is where I'm like, oh, he's not in the K-League. I don't even know who that is. Oh, he is.
I was... oh, my God. You almost got canceled, Laird.
That was pretty good. Never a doubt, Keith. Never a doubt. Ineligible for the seniors competition, but...
Yes. So anyhow, I'm going to bring us back to topic. So are you going to, I know you said for your Midland, but anybody else, like any of your contender boys, are you going the opposite and going downward?
I don't see myself. So I'll put it this way. If my best lineup is good, I will always play it in the highest division I can.
Good.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
And with that said, I don't think I'm playing any Division Ones this week because my lineups are awful.
But I think those are two separate topics, by the way. Like,
yes,
if you think your lineup is not good, going, I don't have a D1 lineup. I think that's a completely different story than going, my lineup is awesome. I'm going to win this week. D4, let's go.
Well, what feels weird about the whole, like, I'm not going to play my best lineup in Division 1, meaning, sorry, if you're like, my lineup is not good enough for Division 1, like the best thing I can do, so I'm going into Division 2. Like, we've kind of established that winning in Division 2 is actually harder.
Right, because there's more.
But just like the possibility of getting relegated is why we don't do it.
Yeah,
not because of the possible reward, but just the actual relegation from the top.
I don't fear.
Do you not care?
Relegation, I don't.
So
maybe I just haven't been able to see the consequences of it yet. Maybe that's what it takes, but I'm just like...
Well, I think the way that you've kind of always spoken about it is if I get lucky... I want to be able to win the best thing and not playing. And if that's the week that you happen to not have a Division One entry, like that's fine. I will also say on this promotion relegation thing. So I had a disastrous game week for a number of reasons. None of them my fault. To be clear. No, but seriously, I didn't win a single card. I won $25 from contender in season Division II rare, and like that's it. Maybe some boxes, I don't know. But I actually didn't get relegated in nearly as many spots as I thought I was going to. Like on Saturday before, like I knew I had DNPs, but like my lineups hadn't played yet. And I looked on my entry list, and like there were just red downward arrows everywhere. And I was just like, this is awful. And by the end of the game week, I avoided some. I was able to get promoted in one or two. And it really didn't end up being that bad. And it totally made me feel better, despite winning nothing.
Do you want to feel
maybe worse? I'll feel differently now that I have to like watch the couple relegations I have. But like, it ended up being okay.
Do you want to feel worse?
Did I Andy Black's message?
No, literally, I just read it. Who wants a Reynoso update from Man United? From Minnesota United, Emmanuel Reynoso did not attend his recent green card appointment and he remains in Argentina. We do not have a timeline for his return and no additional comment at this time.
Sweet.
Gosh, I hate
this. Is like last year where I'm just like, I just forget about him and then he'll come back and I'll be like, okay, great. Leagues Cup, welcome back.
Pretty much he shows up halfway through.
Yeah.
Robin Lode season.
Hit. Yeah, sure. He should just stay there. Like, go play.
I mean, hold on. So I forget. His wife is in Argentina, but his girlfriend's in Minnesota.
I'm not familiar with the Emmanuel Reynoso love triangles.
Who says it's a triangle?
It was great when his form was great when he came back. His form was insane when he came back. Yeah, because he hadn't played at all.
Everybody else is on tired legs, and he's like, "Let's go, guys."
Ben Johnson showing just why So Rare works. I won the Kashima Antlers goalkeeper. I'm thinking of buying a stack for the J League special. There you go. I don't know anything about that team. Actually, didn't the goalie just get hurt?
Don't do that to Ben.
All right, didn't he not play last weekend though?
Oh, Ben just shed himself. Good job.
Hold on. Sorry. Error led to goal. He scored 18 points. I thought he got sent. You know what it was? I thought he got sent off. That's what it was. He did not get sent off.
I wanted a camera on Ben as you go. Isn't that the guy that just got injured?
Oh, Ben, my bad.
No, I hate when people do that too. It's the guy that got benched. Hold on. Wait while I wait to in bated breath.
Yeah. Anyway. Who's doing worse, Forsberg or Reynoso?
I mean, it sounds like Forsberg made his own decision here.
Neither of these guys are role models we need.
They're not role models, but... Yeah. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Anyway, I think the idea of putting priority lineups in Division 4 on weekends is insane.
I could not agree more. I mean, I just can't imagine, like, okay, my favorite card probably to play in So Rare is Hector Herrera at home. You can make that face, but you can't disagree with it. I actually try to watch those games. I think I probably said it before, but there's very little more satisfying to me. I'm not sure if you know this. You know that he takes corner kicks with both feet.
It's like he takes them with each foot.
Right, right. He always does.
He doesn't like double kick it.
Right. Yeah, sorry. Thank you for the clarification.
I did know that. But I know that because of you. You told me that.
Okay. Well, so like the first time I started watching and I saw him go over for the, you know, what he's naturally right-footed, that would have been an outswinger. And he kicks with his left and the guy scored on it. I'm like, I think I've just reached, because I'm a corner kick lover.
Yeah.
And set piece lover. And he did it with both feet. And then they just possess the crap out of the ball every time they're at home, no matter who it is. So, just like thinking about playing Hector Herrera in a lineup where I know like the maximum prize could be 1/5, maybe I don't even know what it is if it's like 1/5.
Yeah, you're saying that.
But I couldn't imagine that because like how bad would it feel to go like you completely execute perfectly your that lineup that you hoped and you planned for everybody to go off did. You go, I put it in D4. And I think that's why we all have to calm down with all of this. Well, D4 is easier and stuff like that. And, you know, you probably just need to decide what you're wanting to do. Are you wanting to win the top prizes? Or are you just wanting to try to skate by and pick up some things here and there? I think if you have a pretty good gallery, or you're pretty good at this game, you're going to make much more return and have much more fun at the upper divisions than going downwards.
It does feel like it's kind of the opposite, like the opposite trail that we're supposed to take, that you, or the, although maybe the idea is you win more on the lower levels and use those winnings to improve your upper level lineups. Like at some point we all want just good lineups everywhere. Right. Like that's the point. But it does just feel like this idea of somebody having like three Division I lineups, and so many people are like, oh no, no, I don't want to, why would I want that? And it's like, because that's where the prizes, that's where the best prizes are. I don't know.
I also think down there too, what isn't getting said enough, the cliff goes a lot quicker. Like the difference between first, like, oh my gosh, I got a tier one or a tier zero, seventh, tier four. I probably should, I'm like talking to my ass right now, but I was just like midweek contender. I had one that was sweating a podium and it was literally like first place tier one, second place tier two, third place tier three. The rest were like fours and fives. Yeah. Like you got to watch out for that part too, because you could say, hey, it takes us to go up top, but you could do well and really like tier fours and fives from just a pure value perspective are not where it's at. Right. You want to avoid winning those when you do well. And that seems like obvious, but it's the truth. Like you've got to really make sure, like if you do well, that you establish yourself a floor, not like not play the tier five lottery.
I haven't done any research into this, but I'm also curious to see if they maintain the basically the distribution order based on division. So like if the Division One tier one will always be better than the Division Two tier right. one and the Division right. three, because
the Sokka Vandervoort thing.
Yes.
Remember that was the original one. Yeah.
Yeah. And so so somebody was like, was it Premier League Division Five in limited one a star? And I was like, oh, I didn't realize it had a star in Division Five, but it was like, will the Division Five star always be worse than the Division right. four star? And limited's the only one that gives a star in the last division.
This just occurred to me. I'm sure I know your answer, but I kind of hate that rule as well. Like that it's just like value based, and we know there's a lot of noise and value.
I don't think there's a reasonable alternative.
Fair. But like, you know,
I think that's why they do it.
Like, you know, tier one wins a Holland and tier three wins a Rodrigo and tier three goes, or tier one yeah. goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. Rod. It's like, dude, you got Holland. Like,
shut up. Yeah. I don't think there's a reasonable way that, because it does seem like they don't want it to be subjective. Like they don't want somebody in an office to be like, no, this guy is better than this one. And then when they distribute rewards and everyone's like, no, 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 that's right. not true. And they, with doing it by value, they can at least say, no, value wise, we are right. Although they also are open that that's not necessarily how they do it.
That's where I'm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe instant buy actually helps with that, because they are literally setting a instant buy price
yeah.
a little bit. Maybe. I don't know.
There was another topic I wanted to talk about, and it just popped into my head and then popped right back out.
Okay.
What was it? Damn. I don't know.
It'll come the moment you do your outro.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. Skosmo said, if the podium cards were revealed before the game week, it could add another dynamic to where to submit lineups. They have that with the cash rewards anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I mean, I don't know. I really don't know if we're at the point anymore as a platform, because you don't have like these albatross guys that are so much
higher. Yeah.
Like it used to be, you know, Mbappe was 10 ETH. The next closest card was like 6 or 7. Like, okay, if you know where the Mbappe is, then go hunting. But I haven't looked at it in a while. I don't think we're huge differences.
I can confirm that Mbappe is not 10 ETH anymore. Those days are behind us.
Yeah, which is okay. Sad, but okay.
The hell was I going to say, Keith?
wasn't about my other little thing that we're not going to get to, right? It wasn't about valuations of cards and that we should just care about what we're getting, like what we can sell our card for versus what we paid. No. Got nothing for you.
God, that's so aggravating. I had it too. I should have written it down. I'm literally holding a pen.
So, why are we both holding pens on podcasts that we're not using, by the way?
Well, I have a notebook here just in case something pops into my head and I write it down. And
this for everybody watching the stream, by the way, is proof that Laird and I qualify for the senior specials. So, this is called a pen, kids.
Yeah, I don't know how to use this thing. I just...
Oh, that's not the thing you use on your iPad? That's not the thing you use on your iPad to draw?
What was the question from the start of the stream? I can't scroll back that far.
I mean, I think we covered it. It was like a D1 type of thing.
Did we actually answer the question? Man.
That's a good question. No, we did. We covered if it makes sense to go down, we both said no. I do think, though, building bottom teams and maybe doing, this is like a... What was it? Nellis did for a while. I think Harry, the road to glory type of thing. But maybe, we're not doing it at $0, so to speak. But it is kind of fun. Like if somebody wanted to chart the D5 and here's my $25 D5 limited team. And here's, my goal is to win D1. I don't think it's doable, but.
I'm amazed at how many people watch are interested in those things.
But that's just, Chani's made a career out of that on FIFA.
So it's funny you put it that way, because I'm like, I'm amazed that people are willing to put in the hundreds of hours of watching as opposed to the 30-minute recap.
Oh, I get what you're saying. But
like Chani's whole thing is that. It's like 30 minutes. Here's how I rebuilt this team. Like that I get. Like tuning in every week and being like, didn't win. We'll get them next week. Didn't win.
Boys, I feel good about this. And that's not a shot at Harry or anybody, but like, what else are you going to say? Like, but this week, guys, 5 homies. You see them right there? Here we go.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. I'm so thrown off that I didn't have this because I wanted to talk about it. And then I realized it at the end and went right back out.
So I don't know if you saw while you were sweating, you did give Ben a heart attack.
My apologies again, man. I'm really sorry about that. It's, yeah.
Hold on. I have to know other thing before we go. I know we're there. What did Skazmo get? Skazi, what did you get?
He got the best card on the platform.
He got an Mbappe?
Come on.
I should have known that you're setting me up. What did he get?
He got an MMD.
Oh, well, that's great. Like super for a reward? For a reward?
Well, I mean, he was rewarded by paying for it.
he was rewarded for earning a wage and spending said wage on an NFT JPEG. Congrats. Yeah.
It's like when Sean says, like, oh, I won this card. I'm like, you won it where? And he's like, well, the auction. I'm like, oh. you didn't win anything. So rare one.
Congrats, Nicola.
Yeah, exactly.
Another guy just paid you $20,000 for an NFT.
Just to lit it on fire. Anyway, since I can't remember what I was going to say, thank you everybody for coming. Hopefully I can remember, and then we'll do a whole show on it next week. Yeah. I also noticed we had like 140 people watching earlier. We're down to 112. Thank you to all of you who are still here. But also... 40 something likes. Come on. Just because I forgot one little topic at the end. Come on, guys. Andy's trying to make a Denmark joke and not even work with you guys anymore.
Hold on. I'm gonna do a true YouTuber thing here, Laird. Okay. If everybody can like this video next week, Andrew Laird will reveal the secret to dominating D4 in season Premier League. Stay tuned.
You're such a dork. and people are worried AI's taking over. Anyway, thank you to everybody for coming. See you tomorrow.